KQED.
Foster children are used to being objectified as statistics, people to pity. But in Lost Childhoods, an exhibition at the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History, they got a chance to craft their own story. In one black and white photograph, a young professional-looking woman sits in an office holding a huge teddy bear. Sophia stares at the camera with a sad smile. The teddy bear is the last memento Sophia has of her younger sister, who was adopted years ago by a family that didn't adopt her, too.
When you lose your sibling, and this is the only thing you have, it's important.
That's Jess Prudent, who speaks with authority about the foster care experience because she works as an outreach assistant with court-appointed special advocates of Santa Cruz County. Prudent says she recognizes this kind of material is difficult for most people to confront.
For those who have not been in the foster care system, it's a jolt, it's a shock, it's a little traumatizing to realize this has been happening the whole time, and we either didn't know or didn't care.
These affecting portraits come courtesy of Oakland's Foster Youth Museum, which offers traveling exhibitions to any venue in California or beyond that will pay to transport and put up the artwork and artifacts. But the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History wanted to go one step further, says Community Engagement Director Stacy Garcia.
We are not experts in what foster youth have gone through, what they want to share. We know how to make an exhibition, but we don't know how to tell their story. They do.
And so roughly 100 former foster youth and advocates like Jess Prudent were invited to advise the museum. They got to add their own paintings, pick 4 local artists, and then collaborate with those artists on their contributions to the exhibition, like video interviews with former foster youth. Museum visitors like Diane Lamotte of Aptos, east of Santa Cruz, tend to cry at some point walking through the gallery.
Heart-wrenching. Emotional. Makes you wish you could have done something more to help.
Anticipating that reaction, multicolored action cards grab your eye on the way out of the gallery. Each one suggests a way to help. Donate a pair of pajamas, bake a cake, teach someone to write a resume. It's a challenge, now that your heart has been broken open, to get involved. See photos of the exhibition and the people behind it online at californiareport.org.